Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in, whether it be live or archived. And my name is Eddie the Hat. I'm here every week with you. And we also have the old coach from Modesto, Big Boppy. And Hondo, how are you this morning? Hondo is with us.
Doing good.
Waiting for Boppy to roll out of bed, folks. It appears that he's running a little bit late. But we will go ahead and without further ado, we'll go ahead and get started. And we're going to have to let Boppy know, Hondo, that the world does rotate without him.
Yes, it does. And I think we might be able to find him right now at Mr. T's.
That's right. Popular hangout up in Modesto. And they have coffee, latte, and assorted donuts, which is what Boppy is very, very fond of. So let's go ahead and get a little bit of business out of the way this morning and let everybody know that we're brought to you each and every week by sportswagers-selections.com. Visit our website right now. Get on board for our free plays and also our Pigskin and Major League Baseball, college football, and NFL picks. Last night, folks, everybody was treated to a five-star free play, which was Utah State. And if you got on board early, you got 13 and a half. If you got on late, you got 11 and a half. You still covered, folks. Never, ever underestimate the power of the short week when a team is coming back and playing on short rest. And even though that game was not decided until late, there was plenty of mistakes made by both squads. And Utah, I'm sure, had they had a full week to prepare for that game, would have been able to have handled Utah State a little bit more effortlessly than they did last night. But needless to say, our free pick, Utah State covered. So congratulations to everybody that put a little bit of cash in their wallet with that. And Hondo, we're a little short here because we don't have Boppy's who's hot and who's not list. So will you be able to go pinch hit for him this morning?
Well, I'm trying to think right now on who's hot, but, you know, I think I definitely know a team that's not hot, and that's the Washington Nationals, who have just hit the skids. I know they've been bothered a lot by injuries. They lost Jason Worth for a good portion of the year. They've lost Ryan Zimmerman. A couple of their pitchers have been nicked up. But, you know, and you look across over the another part of the country with the St. Louis Cardinals, and they've had the same problem, and yet they're rolling around with 88 wins and the best record in baseball. So sometimes you just got to suck it up and make good with what you got, and the Nationals certainly haven't done that. They've been amazing. I mean, they won 98 games last year, and now as it looks today, they're not even going to make the postseason. So that's they got to be the number one major disappointment in Major League Baseball this year.
Yep, I would agree, and I want to also point out, folks, that if you're still gambling on baseball, be real careful because there's a lot of dead arms out there right now. There's a lot of deceiving ERAs and whips. We got suckered into a game last night that I still am trying to figure out with the Kansas City Royals. They looked like they were going to win, and then they imploded late in the game. Their bullpen came in. Their starter blew up, who was cruising. So even though there's a lot of good value out there, be careful, because this is the time of year when a lot of guys are pushing to try to help their teams, and they're just not able to do it because they've got issues and all of that. So if you're still betting on baseball, be very careful with the amount that you're playing and the parlays, because a couple of dead arms can bite you right in the butt, and that's not good. So, all right. The Hondo, I know the race in the American League West is near and dear to you. What do you think is going to go happen as they come to the wire?
Right now you got the Astros a game and a half up on the Rangers, one game in the loss column, and they've played one extra game than the Rangers, so they have an extra a win in the win column, but it's one and a half right now. The two teams play seven times the rest of the way. That's what's going to decide it. Those head-to-head seven meetings, they play beginning Monday night, a big four-game series down in Arlington. The Rangers have rearranged their rotation to make sure that Cole Hamels was originally supposed to pitch Sunday against Oakland. They've pushed him back a day so he can open that Houston series, and which will be good for the Rangers. So Hamels will pitch in both that series and then in a subsequent series at Houston, and I think it's the last week of September. So those seven games are going to decide it. And both teams have their weaknesses and their strengths. And I think it's going to go right down to that final series in Houston, basically.
And what about the Dodger bullpen? They're obviously going to take the division. How far do you see them going with that rags to riches? And it just...
Well, you get to the postseason, you got to have a bullpen. That's plain and simple. There's no smokes and mirrors in the playoffs when you don't have a bullpen. And other than Kenley Jansen, they don't have a bullpen. They have no one before the ninth inning that they can rely on and say, okay, this guy will give us a shutdown inning. They don't have anybody like that. And so without that, I don't see them going very far. You know, they're going to be playing against some good teams. They're going to be playing against the Pirates, the Cardinals, the Cubs, you know, the Mets, and it's going to be very difficult without a bullpen for the Dodgers, I think, even though they got two of the three best pitchers in baseball this year in Kershaw and Greinke. Without a bullpen, you know, it's going to be tough.
Yeah, I foresee, as I hate to admit it, I foresee the Cubs having problems in the postseason with their bullpen.
Yep, exactly.
Getting farther. I don't know if the rumor is true or not, but I understand that Bartman is no longer allowed anywhere within 500 feet of Cubs Stadium. So They got their restraining order in Chicago yesterday. Of course, I say that tongue in cheek, but this is something that, of course, as we get to the postseason or close to it, that the Cubbies are, I'm sure, frothing at the mouth. And I'm not so sure that Bartman is going to want to show his face around the stadium anyway, because he might get killed.
Unless all of a sudden he comes up with a 98-mile-an-hour fastball and can pitch the eighth inning.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Yeah. No, I know. This is a great time of year, folks, no matter what you're involved in. Football, I know a lot of people, football fans, that just drop the ball on Major League Baseball, which is a shame because there's still some good opportunities, gambling opportunities to be made. And if you followed my advice and watched some lowly preseason NFL games, we got the start of that season coming up. What about the fortune of the gamblers that took Pittsburgh in 7 on Thursday night, and they actually got a push?
Wow, I kind of feel sorry for the people who took the Steelers and the points, because the Steelers, they have a first and goal on the 1, and they have to settle for a field goal. Their new place kicker, Josh Scobie, misses two, not gimmies, but very, very makeable field goals. I think it was 44 and 46 yards right in the middle of the field. A good place kicker makes those. So there's 10 points they left on the field. And then they had the touchdown, which the kid was wide open in the corner of the end zone and steps out of bounds before he catches it. So Steelers were very, very sloppy. And, they, for a game that they lost, they were down by 14, and that late touchdown made it closer than it really was. For a game they were down by 14, they could have easily won that game if they had been, a little bit more crisp and, played a little bit better football.
Yeah, that's a game that the line was very active. It went back and forth, 6.5, 7. And if you got in on 6.5, well, my apologies to you. If you waited until you got to 7, that's a game that you were very, very fortunate to be not cashing a bet on pushing. I know a lot of people hate to push, but occasionally when you get games like that, you're very fortunate. So as they say, don't kick a laying dog, and take it and run, and hopefully you'll do better this weekend. And because we got a full slate of NFL games, folks, tomorrow. So good luck. And again, I'm going to tell you, go to sportswagers-selections.com. Sign up. Folks, we don't win every game, but you're not going to find a more harder, old-school website with a work ethic that is second to none. And we will win you money in college and pro football, and of course also with Major League Baseball. All right, we're going to go out to Los Alamitos right now, and we're going to try to jump start the horse player's bankroll, and we're going to give you a horse in the 9th race that we like. And we kind of think that there might be a little bit of a price on this horse. And it's in the 9th race, number 4, Mooney. This horse is coming off of a nice effort at Del Mar in his last start. And Mario Gutierrez has taken the call for trainer Edward Freeman. And this horse has got a shot with the elongated stretch at Los Al. So if you're heading out to the track, just want to pick up the phone, call your neighborhood friend We suggest a couple of bucks to win in place. Ninth race, number 4, Mooney. All right, we're going to take our first and only timeout, and when we return, we will have Big Boppy, who is with us. Boppy, you slept in this morning.
I slept in. I wrote the show about 5 o'clock, thought I'd catch 20 Z's, and I guess I caught 25.
All right, well, that's okay. That's all right. We handled things for you, so you owe us, but that's okay. No worries. And all right, let's go ahead and take the time out. When we come back, we will have Boppy's Corner. We'll have Boppy's Free Play of the Day, Boppy's Lock. I'll have something for you, and maybe Hondo will have a play or two. When we come back, we'll have more Keeping Score with Boppy.
Less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart, and baby, satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. To come along with me and put your mind at ease. Hey! Less conversation, a little more action. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less spark. A little less fight, a little more spark. Close your mouth and open up your heart. And maybe satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Come on, baby, I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Come on.
All right, fans, we are back, and I'm going to jump in real quick, and I'm going to give Eddie the Hat's free football play today, pick of the day. And, folks, we are going to the rotation, 369, 370, Bowling Green versus Maryland, and here we're going to go with Maryland and lay the -7 in the hook. This is a game that Maryland figures to be able to win fairly easily. I'm calling it at least 10, and so go ahead and lay the 7.5 and take number 370 Maryland over Bowling Green. Boppy? Go ahead and put on that cardigan sweater and light that pipe and tell us what's up.
Well, I got a similar kind of game as that you picked. And for some reason, this weekend, this is really what you call this is the blindfold weekend where teams aren't going out to play. Just give them a blindfold and execute them. Fresno State's going to play Mississippi. Middle Tennessee State's going to play Alabama. Hawaii is playing Ohio State. But for me, although these games usually have, you know, the same kind of commensurate lines where the teams are favored by 28 or more. My problem with those games, those four touchdown spreads, is that once a coach is ahead by three touchdowns in the second half, you don't know, you know, how good is the second and third string going to do, and when does the other team just say I surrender, and when do they try to fight back? So I hate those games, but there is a game that I think where there should be a 3 touchdown spread, and there's only a 10-11 point spread, and that's the Notre Dame Virginia game. I think that the Irish are too fast, too good, too deep. Even though they're on the road, I think the Irish will just stomp Virginia. I think Virginia doesn't have enough in the tank to keep up with the Irish. So I'd ride the Irish all the way to the winner's circle. It's either 11 or 12. Give 11 or 12 and take the Fighting Irish.
Okay. Looking for rotation on here. Do you know?
He gets a 12:30 game, I think.
Okay.
12:30 Pacific time.
Let's see here. Wow. Figures, this is one here that is eluding me.
The odds this morning when I did it at 5 this morning, the odds were 11.5 to 12 points.
I'm just still trying to find the rotation here.
Yeah, I got 11.5.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do, folks, is we're gonna send you to the Wolves here and tell you that Bobby, for his lock of the day, is releasing Notre Dame minus 11.5. And you're going to have to do your research and find out what the rotation number is, because I ain't finding it. So
I think it's 354, if you look for number 354 on the rotation.
Let's see.
I could be wrong.
Boppy, you're correct. You just got some extra credit points. All right. Folks, 353, 354. Notre Dame, 353. And Boppy suggests you go ahead and lay the 11.5. And that is Boppy's lock of the week. All right?
I might remind you that I didn't hit the lock last week, but the game you wouldn't let me give out, I did hit it.
I didn't say you couldn't give it out.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You were saying that you were looking at the game through blue glasses and you didn't want to give it out as your official play.
Oh, not me. Not ever.
Yeah. No, he never looks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you did hit it. But as far as record keeping goes, Bobby, we've got you down being one for one.
No, one and one.
One and one.
That's
so
right. We missed
you're...
The Wisconsin did not cover against the Tide.
Right.
Well, Bobby, you're not going to win them all, and we don't expect you to. And for the folks out there that expect results like that, I suggest you do your own homework because you're not going to get them from anybody. And anybody tells you that they go undefeated through the season, I'm not even going to go there. But, Bobby, your record is acceptable right now. We just need Notre Dame to win by 12.
Yeah, they'll do fine.
And we'll be happy. We'll be happy if you do.
The Cardinals team is going to have a struggle today because they're playing Boise State, and I think that that's going to be a barn burner. I think it's going to be won by a field goal or less by either team. I don't know who, but that's a game that could go either way.
Okay. I want to also remind people that it is a long season, even though it does seem to go by quick. Football is back, yes, but my recommendation to clients, of course, and to everybody who I talk to is be conservative the first couple of weeks and kind of ease into things. I know it's tough, and everybody wants to double their bankroll the first couple of weeks, but Rome wasn't built in a day. Mm-hmm. You gotta crawl before you can run, and so just remember that. Bet conservatively, and the bottom line is to win money. And more importantly, folks, have a good time while you're doing it. Don't lose sight that it's supposed to be fun and entertaining. That's the best advice I can give everybody. Hondo, LoSal, you have anything or do you have any football
plays?
Yeah,
I got a LoSal play and a football play. At LoSal in the sixth race, go with Silver Spirit, who is the 7-2 third choice in the race right now with Alex Solis and Julio Canani. I think Canani's got keeping Solis on that horse because of the tricky layout there at LoSal. A lot of jockeys get a little confused where the quarter pole is, and so I look for Silver Spirit in the sixth at LoSal. And in college football, I like Michigan State at home against Oregon, laying the 4 points. I think that's a 5 p.m. kickoff on ABC. And Michigan State is at home. They're going to want to avenge their defeat at Eugene last year. Plus, there's a major, major question about Oregon's defense this year after they gave up over 500 yards last week to Eastern Washington. So I think laying the 4 at home with Michigan State is a good bet today.
Yeah, the defense didn't look that good.
No.
I think there were some holes in that defense that Boppy could have ran through. But we'll see. You know, they've had some time to work through it, so we'll see what happens. All right, guys, we have about 4 minutes left. We'll just open it up and discuss whatever is on your minds.
Well, I was Joey Votto. The guy's been tabled for set down for 2 games by baseball. But I think that for what he did, he deserves it. But the other thing is, the umpire should answer some questions like, why on earth would you not give a player that asks for timeout, why would you not give him timeout? I am sick and tired of arrogant umpires. And when you're talking about a guy who's got to prepare for a 90-mile-an-hour bean to be thrown at his noggin, they should get timeout whenever they darn well want it.
Well, did you see it, Poppy? Did you actually see the play?
I did not see the play, but I saw the aftermath, and I heard his explanation was it wasn't anything about balls and strikes. It was about he asked for time, and the umpire wouldn't give it, and he asked 3 times, including saying please.
Yeah, I didn't. You know, a lot of times hitters will want a timeout when the pitcher has already started. In his motion, and if you're an umpire, I didn't see it, so I don't know when he actually requested the timeout.
Since he said 3 times, the guy was not in his motion. I'm presuming since he said 3 times, and he said please. So I'm saying that if you've got any issues at all, and something's wrong, you do need to turn away and get out of there. And I can't understand an umpire that wouldn't give it, and I can't understand an umpire that doesn't answer the question.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't see it, so I'm not gonna judge one way or the other. I don't know. You know, there's the possibility that maybe Votto was in and out of the box that whole at bat. I don't know. You know, the ump might have been, in his rights of not granting the timeout, and Votto might be have a perfect complaint and be wondering why. So, I don't know. I didn't see the play, so I can't really comment.
Like I said, I want answers. I think what Votto did was unconscionable, sort of like the 2 kids that attacked the referee in Texas last week. I think some things are just you don't do no matter what the provocation. I don't care what he said. I don't care what he did. You don't blindside a referee, tackle him, and spear him in the middle of a play. You don't do that, no matter what the provocation. And I think what Votto did was wrong. But now on the flip side, the umpire's got to answer, why didn't you give him timeout? And there's got to be film of it. Let's see. He said he asked for it and said, please, answer the question. Why
I agree with that. The ump should be held accountable, and he should have to, explain why he didn't grant the timeout and why he won't do that. I don't know.
All right, folks and gentlemen, it's time to wrap it up. Another segment of Keeping Score with Boppy. Don't forget, folks, we're here each and every Saturday from 8 to 8:30 Pacific Standard Time for you, and we hope that you're with us next weekend. Hondo, thank you for calling in.
All right, good luck, everybody.
And Boppy, it's time. Go ahead and say it.
Be safe, be careful, and God bless. We'll see you all next week, Lord willing. So long.
All right, folks, good luck with your wagers this week, this weekend, and until next weekend when we talk to you again, we hope to see each and every one of you in the cashier's line. Good luck with your bets.